I trust you have each received a copy of the press release. Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's fairly self-explanatory. I will be leaving the Appropriations Committee on the last day of the month, this month. The only thing that I would add to the body of the press release is that, as background, no one in Senate leadership has in any way suggested or encouraged or urged me to make this decision. This is a decision I've come to entirely on my own as a an evaluation of the situation. I'm very grateful for the confidence that the leadership has demonstrated for the last few years. But this is, I'll anticipate that question, and the answer is that no one has urged me or asked me to consider or in any way indicated a desire that I step down from this position. With that, I would be happy to entertain any questions.
Senator, it's David Leib. Do you know who's going to be taking over as chairman?
I don't know. I would anticipate. I mean, I did communicate some while back to the pro tem that I was leaning in this direction and expected to make this decision in the near future. And so he has had time to consider his reaction to this, so it's not like he just got this news this morning and has to begin thinking about it. But I don't know what his time schedule will be for making an announcement on that. I would Farah, you're still there?
Yes, I was going to.
Do you have any indication about that?
I was going to add, I spoke with Senator Shields, and he plans to make the announcement before end of today, and we actually hope to get that out before noon.
Okay, good. Good.
So, Senator, I know that Senator Bob Mayer was the vice chair. Would you recommend that he would be a good successor?
Well, Rob would be an excellent chairman. One of the things that we've done the last 2 years since he became the vice chairman is that he has been included in the senior meetings, that is, meetings with the governor's office and the director of the budget, as well as joint meetings with the House Budget Committee and their staffs, and in all of our senior staff meetings. So he has been at the table with only a few rare exceptions that were principal-only meetings between the governor's office, myself, and the House Budget Chairman. Those are relatively rare, and so Rob has been intimately involved in this process for 2 years, and I would say is as well prepared in terms of experience to do this job as anybody has ever been.
Senator Tony Messenger at the Post-Dispatch.
Yes, Tony.
In your news release, you indicate that one of the reasons you're stepping down as chairman is you're concerned about the appearance of conflict of interest. Have you shared that concern with Representative Alan Isett, who seems to have made an opposite decision than yours?
Alan and I, pardon me, have conversed about this decision as it faces both of us. We've talked it through, and I've shared my thoughts with him, and he's shared his thoughts with me. I will say that the House Budget Committee and the Senate Appropriations Committee are dissimilar in one significant respect, and that is the House budget process does not have the same degree of bipartisanship that the Senate Appropriations Committee does, either by tradition or by intent. And as you know, the House budget is routinely amended on the floor of the House. As you know, the Senate Appropriations bills are rarely amended on the Senate floor. One of the reasons for that consequential difference is that there is a good deal of confidence in the full membership of the Senate, in the bipartisan nature of the construction of the budget in the Senate. And so the House budget chairman's situation is not an identical corollary to the Senate appropriations chairmanship in that regard. Now, specifically, with these the question of the appearance issues, I would you'd have to ask the House budget chairman his thoughts on that question.
Okay.
Good morning, Senator. It's Steve Walsh with Missouri Net.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi there. Got a question for you regarding the timing. You decided a few months ago you'd be running for Congress. You must have had an inkling that this kind of situation where you'd have your time divided, you wouldn't be able to devote the attention you wanted to one thing versus the other. Why now? Why didn't you make this decision a few months ago?
Well, actually, there was one particular issue that I wanted to try to deal with before I left this position, and that was the career ladder funding issue. And I believe that I have said and done everything that I can possibly do to move that issue toward a resolution. And this timing really has more to do with my feeling that I've gone as far as I can go to try to resolve that question. But if it were not for that issue, I probably would have made this decision a couple of months back.
Okay, thanks.
Senator Kara Markser from KZRG. With you stepping down now, is that going to hurt any of the budget proceedings that are going to start, you know, just here in a few weeks?
No, it shouldn't. The public hearings will be the first week in December. That really is the first opportunity for the public to begin to communicate to the committee. It is also in that month of December that the chairman is called upon and the senior staff to meet with the House budget folks and the governor's office to try to come to a resolution on the consensus revenue estimate. I think that it is vitally important that the chairman, who will be in that seat during this session, is in that seat during the month of December when the public hearings are held and when the consensus revenue estimate is agreed to. So from my perspective, while this effective date could have come earlier, I really don't believe it could have come any later than this.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Mary Wynn, I'm sure there are several difficult decisions that have to be made on the committee. Is there anything in particular that you're going to miss?
Well, I mean, the budget process is hugely important to our state, you do have a greater insight into the workings of virtually every program and agency than general members of the Senate would have, because you have the direct interaction with the departments and the programs, and so that information is very helpful and useful. However, going into my last session, I pretty well know the structure of Missouri state government, and I do understand the challenges of the budget process. I'm very proud of the fact that we were able, in Senate Bill 313, to establish a rational and coherent mechanism for dealing with federal budget stabilization dollars in a way that did not impregnate the general revenue budget of the state. I think that's critically important. But that structure is now in place, and it's working operation was clearly established in last year's budget, and so I'm comfortable that the committee will be able to move forward effectively. Mostly, I will miss the day-to-day interaction with the committee staff and committee members. The Senate Appropriations Committee is a very very much like a family. We spend so many hours together. with very difficult challenges before us, that you do build a special relationship with all of those folks, whether they're staff members or committee members, that is somewhat unique. And, you know, I value those relationships and hope to continue them to the best degree that I can during this last session. But what I'll miss most is the daily interaction with the people.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for this call.